start from the paragraph before. Okay, so Im Ratzeinu L'Tara L'Atzmeinu Adam Makur of the Bari Olam Kirva Tivis. If you want to give an example, a person who has a totally normal, natural, comfortable relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So where would you see that? You would have to start with a person who knows, because Shas is Chazal's expansion of the Tari Mitzvahs. Called Tari Mitzvahs Nisbereres B'Shas B'Biru Nikmafli the Prati Prate. So in Shas we've worked out the details of all the Tari Mitzvahs. Chazal Mekable Umavine HaTorah B'Yerde Das Elyon Mein Kamosim. So Chazal, with their understanding and knowledge and Masara, Chardalish Seimus Kiyuma and the Dari Daris, they went through discussing all of the issues which would be come up in all the Daris. The Gadra Gadorim, the Kabbal Seyogim, they created a getter, an understanding of the thing, and they also created Seyogim to protect it, to maintain the mitzvahs under all circumstances. Okay. Therefore, Lo'elam lo yuchalnu lihagia lidei menuchas Shabbos im kol skuloi seha. Lulei mishav the Shabbos. Without mishav the Shabbos, would there be no way we would be able to become a Kayim Shabbos and with the true menucha of Shabbos and with all of the impact that Shabbos is supposed to have. Without mishav the Shabbos, bir olam ates melachas, hilchas Shabbos, v'gidrei mukhsa, hilchas Shabbos, v'gidrei mukhsa, all of the rabbanans, the dinner of mukhsa, etc. The same way that's true with Shabbos, that's true with all of the mitzvahs. Everything which we have been exposed of, what the Russian wants us to do, which is the Targum, is the Torah. It's there. With tremendous depth, with awesome depth, right? And with a tremendous precision. There are the understanding of what it's about. That which the halacha part has not addressed, the God part of Shas came to fill that in. So all of Kabbalah is there as well. We don't see it because of our lack of knowing what the status of Kabbalah, and lack of knowing the true message of what the Gadot is. That's it's all there.
Is there anyone who?
What?
Is there anyone who? There's no one who writes about it.
The Gra does.
Yeah, Gra.
The Gra definitely places, doesn't do everything, but we definitely have places where he gives us the parallels, etc. Habaki calls that your day at Surah Shabbos, so he now knows what Shabbos is supposed to look like. But Surah Shabbat is Zohar. The Rav Gifter one time said, it says, every Drabana is Chazal's deep, deep Havana in the Deraisa. It's not Stam, something just added on. It's Chazal's deep understanding of the Deraisa. So Rav Olba is saying, you know, Chazal, we're crafting. Let's go back a step. What were Chazal crafting? So we have Olam HaTes Melachos, Deraisa. If you live in a room with all there were derisives. For example, I had this discussion, the Hawaii discussion. I have two girls just went to Hawaii for a week. So Psak, which many places can follow, not everybody, many places can follow them, is that the Iker Shabbos is Shabbos. Friday is a suffix, whether it's Shabbos or the place, whether it's Shabbos or not. So you keep the rices on Friday, not the Rabban. So I sat with them and I went through the rices and the Rabban. What they can do and can't do. So they can ride in a car. They can't drive the car, but they can ride in a car. They can do they could buy things, they could sell things, they could use money, they could ask him, they could do a miracle, they can't turn on a light, they can't write anything down, they could use a cell phone because they're a bonum, they could, etc. We went through a list with that, so it doesn't look like Shabbos. So we could say, listen, all Chazal were doing is saying we're going to do the rices, so we made these Gedorim, they're awesome. He said that that's not the full abundance. Chazal, through all of the abundance, crafted an experience called Shabbos, and that allows us to take to benefit from everything that Shabbos has to offer. So Chazal understood Surah Shabbos, and they were created all of their dinim to create a Surah Shabbos. So above and beyond the specific chashash that you can't do X, there's an issue of tiltakli, klishmanat al yisr, because you might come to use it and do an isr. There's an isr of muksa, which creates a musig that Shabbos is the day that things have to be. You can't just run into Shabbos and start doing things. You have to decide beforehand. It's a day of menucha. Day of menucha is you plan out the plan, and then you take the day of menucha. You don't in the middle of menucha start doing things. So you cannot be making something about Sasha. That's it's too late to do that. So that created a musig with Shabbos. So above and beyond the specific kashash that we're holding a pencil that I might come to write with it, I have the fact that I cannot touch a pencil and decide to use it for even heter is because you're changing a pencil on Shabbos. According to some, we said somewhere in front of me, what is it? Is it muksa or just a gzera? You might come to use it. Okay, let's use it in muksa. So this pencil is a pencil. It's a writing. No. I'm using it for a paperweight. So you're changing it on Shabbos. You can't change it on Shabbos. You have to decide the before Shabbos. You have to command it before Shabbos. And the before Shabbos, it wasn't kibur for that. The before Shabbos, it was kibur to be used for writing. So that's so that means that gives you a hakdora of what Shabbos is.
That's what all derabbanans are.
Sure, she one time said this. Every derabbanan is Chazal's deep understanding of what a derais is. So it's not just a getter of, but it creates a surah. It creates a vision and understanding of Shabbos. So it's about a zora. The same thing. We have a derais is about a zora. We have Chazal's many different discussions of what's also about. What's not also about a zora. We have all Chazal's derabbanans that they added, and now we have understand how we're supposed to be misyachas about a zora. So the shul shmiras on izokin, shul isur macholas asuris. Okay. Now, if a person is a baki in the head, buzarcha kolamaisa, beregas shem is the menes lo halacha lamaisa. He menes brura lefnei einov, umakai maisa. So imagine such a person. He has a clarity in what Chazal pictured Mashal is supposed to look like, what Zarah is supposed to look like, what Macholas Asur is supposed to look like, what Nezikin is supposed to look like, and he knows what he's supposed to do. The point that it's just like it almost, so then it's there's almost like a natural sinking between him and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chosid Yavitz is one of the Grushay Svorah. Rabbi Yaakov Emden was many generations later. It's also called Yavitz. He called himself Yaakov Emden Ben Tzvi. But this is not that referred to. It's referring to the Chosid Yavitz, who was one of the Grushay Svorah. I'm not sure what his full name, what Yavitz stands for by him. So he has a parish in Masechta Tzavos. So he says there are three reasons why people don't do things properly. Either because Loi Lomad, he didn't learn, he doesn't know what to do. Loi Lomad B'Shachach, he learned but he forgot. Loi Lomad B'Loi Shachach, he knows, and he didn't forget. Well, you know, Margish.
There is a 50-year cycle, right? And then there's like that.
So what's the third one mean? It happens the Mishal Lomad Lahizor and Navshay, Rak Ladas Lomad Kashay Shalu. So he can pass the Shiloh. But he didn't learn with the goal, really. The goal was a personal goal. I need to know what to do. Mamela, I'm able to help you as well. No, I need to pass the Shiloh. And I'll do whatever I want to do. Right? So it's not, it's in a margish. He doesn't really notice it. He's not
saying, I know it's also, and I'm doing it anyway. I mean, that happens too sometimes.
But he's saying, like, oh, I shouldn't be doing that. Well, if his goal was that he learned, was he needs to be able to live that life, that's not going to happen. And his goal is, I need to know what to do. I need to know how to pass, etc. I enjoy the learning, whatever it is. But that it's Lamaisa changing me. That he doesn't have that hargosha. So that's why people make mistakes. I don't know what the person's doing. It'd be amazing.
So
when Chazal said Luk Megirsa is Siyata Mishmaya, the more Megillah, that means Luk Megirsa doesn't mean he'll be able to remember what he said. Luk Megirsa means he has it, it becomes his natural response. So Zarecha began Margish Mavai Maisa Liyada. When it happens, he realizes it. Yadia Margosh Mavaisa calls her Kula Mis Achedis Nichu Niflu Biyad. So you cannot say that the person is a totally dovek in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The person said that the vehicle of chibratin myself and human beings is mitzvah. The shlemus of a person is the king of the mitzvah. So what does he mean? He's a tremendous tzaddik. He has no idea what he's doing. You cannot be that person if you don't know. But even after you know, it's not a question of knowing. It's a question of a intimate knowing to the point that that becomes part of how you respond to something. Me lo yovin ma rabim hatzrayim hakilase muvara yigio atzuma vilhimul biyun v'chazara mida yom biyom. So besides the learning part of it, which requires the learning and the thinking about it to understand really what it's saying and all of the protein and reviewing it to remember it and thinking about the applications, etc. But besides that, that's like quote unquote, that's the obvious part. But to do that to the point where it just becomes there's an instinctive natural reaction to it. Like how much that would be expected to be able to accomplish that. So I mean, this is an event of a lifetime, right? So we would like the person to say, each section that he's learning, says a person who can sit on something for days. I if this is real, I need to know what it's there's learning for yadiyas. You want to expose yourself to the concepts of halacha, the shas, etc. That's important. You got a basic framework. But then there's I want to really know what to do in Hitler's brachas. The Rebbe Yonah writes in the lashon an office and appears. He says a person means he could sit there and work on it for a very long time. For days. Because lemon amanas, I need to know. I really need to know what to do. Right? And the more in the beginning when you start learning something, you don't become more knowledgeable. You become less knowledgeable. You become more confused. Right? So what do I do? I don't know. Like now I realize that there are 17 different ways of looking at this thing. I don't know which one is right. Which one I'm supposed to do? When you apply X, when you apply Y. Like before, I said, right? You make a bracha on soup.
I saw a nusach from one of the poskim. He said that the sugya of brachas and soups and juices is probably one of the hardest sugyas in all of Hilda's brachas, and it's probably one of the hardest sugyas in all of Shas. There's like eight different cheetahs we shot at the Masr, the different cheetahs. And they have to figure out Lamaisa what to do, you know, and then practical Lamaisa. Like, you know, what is the Messias of these things that you're buying? Especially, you know, not something you're not making yourself, but you're buying it pre-packaged. What are you getting? You know? So, like, it's a tremendous amount of work. But that's what I need. So, you know what? I'm going to master this. I need to know this. Okay. I really need to know this. Okay, good. Now go to the next thing. So it's an order of a lifetime. And maybe I'll never get to the whole thing. But each thing that I'm learning, I'm exposing myself to that part of Torah with a clarity. So that's the point that he's saying over here.